Kum Lein a Black Gemara. And second line at the top, Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. So we're not allowed to cut, harvest by any field prior to Pesach, prior to the Omer. If from that field there's a possibility you could bring the Omer from, and you're not allowed to harvest it until either you harvested the Omer or until you actually ate the Omer. But there are exceptions. For matters of mitzvahs, as we'll see, or koitzin mipnei hanatiyas. You're allowed to harvest for the natiyas, the plants, and Rashi gave us two pshatim. Either we're talking about you have a field and then trees started to grow there, so it's ruining the field. So therefore, then you're allowed to cut and harvest quickly before they get ruined from the trees. Or we're talking about a mitzvah for klein, but suddenly trees popped up on their own, and therefore the problem of klein. So for the mitzvah, you're allowed to harvest now, so you should avoid the issur of klein. Umet beisa oval. This is, they have a thing called the Suras Havra, the very first meal an Oval has, where other people bring in, a hard-boiled egg and all that. They should do it outdoors. If you need more space, you're harvesting the field in order to make space. Or maybe they base a medrash, they should learn outdoors. And they needed, more students came in, they needed to increase the area, so the footprint on the ground, so they harvest. So you know, how do you know all this? My time. How do you know all this? Because it says in the Pasuk, it says, Tzirchem. So Amar Achman, like Tzim Mitzvah. Tzim Mitzvah is different. That doesn't have to be the first one. The Loyase Kriches, even though you're allowed to do these things, but don't turn them into bundles. Avol Manich and Tzavosim, leave them loose. My time, but why? What's the reason? Once you're doing it already anyway, why can't you bundle them up? The Kama, the Efshel, the Tachinen. We don't want to be Matriach more than you have to. Mitzvah Sa'aymer Lahavim, and Akama, ideally, the Aymer should be brought from the standing stalks. Start up what we learned. It says in the Pasuk, it says like this, Im Takriv, if you will bring Minchas Bekurim, if you bring the Minchas Bekurim, and so on and so forth, you should bring Minchas Bekurecha. So, Ma Tam Lema, why do you have to say the word Im Takriv Minchas Bekurim? It says already in the end of the Pasuk, the very Pasuk ends again. Takriv is Minchas Bekurecha. So, why does it say twice? So, the first Takriv is coming to include other ways that you can also be Makriv. The fish and mitzvah, so I'm ideally lahavi minakama from this, because it says the charmesh bakama. So minayin, sorry, lahavi minakama, minayin, harinoshim la matzah nakama, yavin, I mean, labi, I mean, tamalayim, that's just a takriv to be makriv, even in such a case, but it's not ideal. Dovaracha, takri, the fish and mitzvah, lahavi minalach, it says in this passage, you should bring it. It says caramel has, so it should be something that's moist. Umanaijin lamazan lach yavina yavish. Hind of it wasn't moist, you can bring from the dry. Tamalay metaki. It says taki, which again it comes to include more things. Tamalacha taki, lefish, mitzvasa, liktabalai. The mitzvah is to cut it down by night. Minayin hadi, you know, shim niktabal. Yeah, you cut it by day. Kosher is kosher. Tamalay met says taki. So it says again, it says taki. And we had the Mishnah in Megillah that says you can only do it at night, as a sun see. So we hold, this Braise holds that you can do it by day as well. You can do it by day as well. If you remember, I don't think we ever learned inside, but the Tesis said the Rachlek is the Bahag and Rabbein Tam. The Bahag says if you didn't count at night, you can still count by day. And Tesis says if you didn't count at night, you cannot count Sfiras or Emer by day. Is depending on which halach is like who. If you hold the halach, if you didn't harvest it at night, you can still harvest it by day, you can still count it by day. If you hold that you cannot harvest it by day, like the Mishnah in Megillah, then you cannot count by day. By the same token, the Bahag holds that if you miss one day, you cannot count another day, and Beit Tam holds, if you miss one day, you can still count. And in Svarah, the two arguments are linked to each other. Because the Bahag holds, once you miss a day, you can never count again, he gives you extra time. But if you didn't do it at night, do it by day, fix it up. The Beit Tam holds, you didn't do that, no big deal. You can count tomorrow, to continue the bracha. So you don't have to count. There's no need to say count by day because you don't miss out anything. Then another thing is, V'doichel Shabbos, how you know that cutting the Eibet actually it pushes away Shabbos, Tavolim, is again, Takriv. Takriv, Koshuhu. That Takriv, no matter what it is, Takriv, Mekal Mokum, no matter what situation you're in, you should be Makriv, and Takriv, Afilu B'Shabbos, Makriv, even on Shabbos, Takriv, Afilu B'Tumah, and you can Makriv even if you are Tumah. So now we'll discuss about whether you can actually harvest it by day. Says you want a niktzav yom kosher, and you just said that if you did it by day, you are kosher. If you did it by day, you are kosher. So said, but now we learned in a Mishnah, in Megillah, Kol Halayla, all the entire night kosher is permitted, Liktzira Saimer, till the very morning. Also, in the entire night you're allowed to roast the leftover fats and limbs from a carbon, even though we say Tel Chatzais, that's only Lahachir Gadon Aveda. Zeakal is the rule. Dover shemitzvos kol hayom kosher kol hayom. Anything with the mitzvahs by day, for example, kabbonis, shachti the kabbonis or sprinkling the blood, then they must be done by day. And dover shemitzvos b'layla, something mitzvah by night, for example, harvesting the oimer, then kosher kol hayom is kosher the entire night. What's the comparison? What's the mitzvah trying to compare night to day? Obviously, toni layla dumi d'yom. The mitzvah is comparing night to day. Ma d'yom, just like those mitzvahs by kosher by day. If you did it by night, b'layla. If you did it by night, it is possible. It's possible. So after Laila, or those mitzvahs that need to be done by night, but you did it by day, also nami loy is possible, which means that you're not allowed to harvest by day. So what's going on here? Our Mishnah says over here that you can do it by day. If you did it by day, it's all right. And the Mishnah in Megillah says it's not all right. Amar Rabba says Rabba loy kasha. So machleik is tanaim, obviously, but which tanaim are arguing? Har Rebbe and Har Rabba Lazar Rab Shimon. This is Rebbe, and this is Rabbi Loza, but Rabbi Shimon. What's going on? Time we learned the Braisa. Hoya Oimeh, what happens if the Koyim was standing, Umakriv, and he was bringing up Mincha Sa'oimeh? The Koyim was standing, and he was bringing up a Mincha Sa'oimeh. The Nitma Mitmas, and it became Tamei, the Oimeh became Tamei. Now, we just said in our Mishnah, we just said in the Braisa, that is Doi Chutumah. But remember, we have a Machlekes in the Gemara. This is like a carbon tzibur. It's oimer, minchas oimer.
But
he
said when it's
doicha betumi,
now it's because the
tzibur
is
tomei. And here as well, with the doicha here, we learned just in our Mishnah that that just on the bright side, that if it became tomei, it is doicha.
It does
fall under that as well. Still, the fact that tumut chuyi b'tzibur and this goes according to the one who says that tumut chuyi b'tzibur, so luchay we should try to minimize. So in that, we say hayoymed, umakavinit mas, it became tamei im yesh acheres. If you have availability, you can bring another oymed quickly. Oymelay havi acheres after. Go ahead quickly and bring the other one there. In other words, even though you have to cut it again, it's the morning now. It's the morning, and suddenly it became tummy. I don't care. The morning is not an ideal situation, but go ahead and harvest in the morning so that we can have a toidika one. And you harvest it, and you grind, you do everything else, but should be ready straight away. Because we don't want to go out and say that word, that you people are makriv a mincha tmeya. Because the mistake would be that people think that even if it's their own private mincha, it'll also be makriv a tmeya. So to avoid that, let's go get new mincha, even though it's not ideal. However, but if you can't, there's nothing available to be ready by today, then we tell the Koyan, have a pikeach, be smart, be quiet, don't say a word. We're going to be mocking it while it's coming. So in other words, we try to avoid having to rely on this din to make it, bring it up to me. Comes along Rabbi Lazar Shimon and says, no, benkach. Whether you have it, whether it's available, an alternative, whether it's not available, you say, have a pikeach, be smart, and be quiet. You cannot harvest by day. You can only harvest the correct way, which is by night. So what's the point? Even if you can cut today, it's half garnished because you can't use it today. So it's clearly a Rebbe hole that you can cut by day, but the Evid and Rabbi Lashon holds you can't. So these are two authors of the Machlekes. So our Mishnah is Rebbe and the Mishnah Megillah is Rabbi Lashon Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, what's going on here? What's the Svaras Machlekes? Omer Rabbi Bab Chanan Yechron, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon, Beshittes Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yishol Aviv Amro. Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon felt his allegiance that his father, Rabbi Shimon, had a Rebbe called Rabbi Kiva. So he felt his allegiance that he has to follow the Shitta of the Rebbe of his father. Itnan, we learn, Kalal Omer Rabbi Kiva talks over there about a Bris Mila. And if you're allowed to bring the knife on Shabbos and so on, you know, everyone agrees you're allowed to mala on Shabbos. What about the things at the preparatory stages, you know, everything you need with it? Can you do that on Shabbos or not? Rabbi Kiva says, Kol Melocha, any Melocha, She'efshel Loy La'asoysim Erev Shabbos, it could have been done Erev Shabbos, the Bris obviously can. But then bringing the knife and all the materials that you need, you could have done it Erev Shabbos, Eino Doicha Shabbos. So that's the rule number one. You cannot, it's not Doicha Shabbos, something you could have done before, you cannot be Doicha Shabbos. Okay. Not at all. You make you get a goy to bring the knife or something. A goy.
A goy can.
Well, you can't. The sovel law could have shmol or whatever it is. Sorry, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel. Amar. Din number two, Rabbi Shmuel. Tziras ha'omer mitzvah. The Shmuel holds that harvesting the omer is a mitzvah, and you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. So Rabbi Lazar but Rabbi Shimon holds two things. That tziras ha'omer you're allowed to do on Shabbos, but he also holds anything you could do another time, you're allowed to do another time. So how come he holds tziras ha'omer is a Shabbos? There's only one possible reason. Because you have no breda. Why don't you have a breda? Because you cannot do it any other time but the night before. That's exactly why he holds the night before. What's the story? Now, Rabbi Shmuel says, it says the pasuk bechodesh bekatzit tishbayis. So, Machleki, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, Kiva said that pasuk is talking about Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel was talking about Shabbos. They both dash on the same thing, that only ordinary chrisha, plowing and ordinary harvesting is forbidden, but if it's for mitzvah, you're permitted. According to Rabbi Kiva, it's talking about Shemitah in the year of Shemitah, you're allowed to plow and harvest if it's for a mitzvah, like Oimer. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's talking about Shabbos. You're not allowed to harvest or plow a field on Shabbos for Stam Sachem, but for a mitzvah, like says Oimer, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. And Friday night, you can cut the Oimer. Ma chodish reshus avkotz reshus yotzek ksira oimer shi mitzvah. But if you're harvesting for the oimer, it's a mitzvah. You're allowed to do it on Friday night. But if according to you have a breda, how can you do it on Friday night? How can you do it early? Rabbi Kiva holds off that you anything. So Rabbi Lozman Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, a mixture of the two. So it didn't bother him that Rabbi Kiva argued Rabbi Shmuel, and over here suddenly he doesn't agree with the Rebbe of his Rebbe. So obviously he doesn't agree with the Rebbe of the Rebbe blindly. He decided to follow Rabbi Kiva in that case. The Isak, if you hold a niktzah shalei kimitzvasi kosher, if you hold the harvest is incorrect kosher, if you hold that you can do it before or after, amai dochi shabbat nikatzim ed shabbat kaitzin it on Thursday because Friday is a yom tov, you can't do it either. But if do it on Thursday, elam the dochi shabbat since Mishmal holds that you're allowed to cut the aimer on Shabbos means you have no breda. You must do it on the right time. And that's how Rosh Hashanah holds. You cannot cut it in the day. If you didn't cut it at night, you cannot cut it in the day. So why does Rebbe hold that you could cut it? He holds you can cut it in the day, which means according to him, the Rebbe should, and yet you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Why? And Rebbe holds like Rabbi Kiva. Anything he could do before, you can. Rebbe holds like Rabbi Kiva because Rebbe loved Tamir B'Shim the Zelba Vort. The Gemara seems to be learning here that because your Rebbe has a Rebbe who said something, you have to follow it. That's the Gemara sees in this Gemara's question, which I don't understand because I just told you that Rebbe Lozar had no problem passing Rabbi Shmuel versus Rabbi Akiva when it comes to the Chodesh of Katz and Tishbois. The fact that Rabbi Kiva was his Rebbe, his father's Rebbe, didn't bother him. So obviously it wasn't the fact that it was his father's Rebbe that he said what he said. He just did it because he thought that was the right opinion. So what's the problem with the Rebbe? So what if Rabbi Akiva was Rabbi Shimon's Rebbe, but Rabbi Akiva didn't have to follow it? But Hatani we learned, Amar Rebbe, Kishayi, and how do you know that Rebbe learned by Rabbi Shimon? In fact, Rebbe, learned by Rabbi Lozar Rabbi Shimon a little bit. We remember Rabbi Shimon as well. Amar Rebbe, Kishayi, you know, made in Taita, when we learned Taita, ate Rabbi Shimon, because he was young. When I learned Taita about Rabbi Shimon, Bittakoa, Mesitakoa, Hanyahayina, made in Leshem, and on Shabbos, in oil, Valuntis, and a towel. Now, remember, you're more Arabian, that you're not allowed to carry from a house into a chotzer, you know, so it's a yachid. But Rabbi Shimon holds that once something is in the chutz already, you're allowed to move from one chutz to the next, even though it belongs to two different owners. When we were geyser, you had two houses, it's like sort of like a shesiyach shesabim. You need an eru chutzeres is from a house into the courtyard, or from one house to another house. But if it's already in the chutz, you're allowed to go from chutz to gag to karfif, move around if they're all contiguous to each other, and there's no drama. So when you were his students, we did exactly what he wanted. So he brought him oil, brought him towels, mechotze legag, megag lekarfiv, mekarfiv lekarfiv, one porch, another porch. Achad ad shonu magin lema'ayin, they went to the spring, which obviously was inside somebody's property. Sha'onu roichzibay, we used to bathe. Exactly how they did in Shabbos is not so clear. Must be, what else could it be? Sorry? So he's learning by his talmud by his rebbe. He's a yeshiva. Have a guy that became a tailor. Maybe moved around. You know. He said he did the whole lifetime. Okay. Does he say anything there? How can they go to a bait on Shabbos? No. What does he say? How do they bathe in Shabbos? No. How you allowed to bathe in Shabbos? Anyway, 72, very bottom of the page. So you notice that's not a problem. Rebbe holds like the other Rav Shimon. Rebbe also agrees that you're allowed to cut the Emir on Friday night. On Friday night. I l'chayda, you can do Friday, you know, before Shabbos. But there's another concept of Rav Shimon which allows you to do it, which using, employing that concept, principle, you're allowed to do it Friday night. And what is that? The Tanya, we actually learned... Amar Shimon, Boyere, come and see kama chaviva mitzvah, how important it is to do a mitzvah in its right time. If you shech the carbon on Shabbos, you know, you, the remnant, you can go ahead and do it on time, Motzei Shabbos. It doesn't require any chilul Shabbos. Yet they didn't wait till Motzei Shabbos to burn the rest. So they vodim of the carbon tamid of the carbon musaf, and then straight away. Why? Why not wait until Motzei Shabbos? Must be because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, says Rebbe. You know why you bring the Eimer Friday night? True, you're right. You could have brought it before. Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and even though b'di'evet, you know, you could do it before, but that's not chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. It tells you, do it, and that's doicha Shabbos. That's a big chiddush. That chaviva mitzvah b'shaita is not just a good idea, it's laudable. It's something that is doicha Shabbos. Right here for carbon tamid and carbon musaf. So therefore, he used the same rule when it comes to Kfir Eimer. So you're telling me, well, if you think like this, if Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon paskin like Rabbi Akiva because it's his father's Rebbe, don't you think Rabbi Shimon was paskin like his own father? So what did I do? So how could Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon bring a raya that you have no choice, that you have to do the aim, cutting the aim exactly the time is, what raya do Friday night? Didn't know that his father believed in chaviv mitzvah shaita, so maybe the reason why they cut the aim of Friday night is chaviv mitzvah shaita, not because you have no choice and you cannot bring it earlier. What raya is he bringing? Rabbi Elazar and Shimon le shmile. See, what right now is following this very conservative approach that if your father says something, that's it. You have to follow. Or especially if your father's Rebbe says something, you have to follow.
What about grandfather?
I don't know. I know, but he wasn't saying anything about the grandfather. Just the father and the father's Rebbe. Ella, you know why it didn't perturb Rabbi Elazar Shimon? Because Chavim the Shaita has nothing to do with cutting the Eimer. And why not? Like this. Over here, you're already with Mechal Shabbos anyway for this carbon. You shechted the carbon tumid, you shechted the carbon musaf, and you already put it on pots on the Mezbech, so you're ready.
It would be classified as
Mechal Shabbos. That is Chal Shabbos, but the Torah says do it. But it's Chil Shabbos. So since you're Mechal Shabbos this carbon anyway, therefore you can continue to be Mechal Shabbos, bring the Hekter, Chalavim, Vavarim, and all that on Shabbos. It doesn't matter. You already did, for this carbon, you already did Chil Shabbos. But by Tzir, so therefore we say Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita is strong enough to push away Shabbos because you're ready with Mechal Shabbos for this particular carbon. But when it comes to Tzir Zayimer, harvesting the Aimer, you didn't. The Chil Shabbos you'll be doing is tomorrow. When you're going to be bringing up the Minchas Omer. But today, there's no Chil Shabbos. So therefore, why should you be Mechal Shabbos? Chavivah Shaita then has no right to push away Shabbos when you haven't yet pushed away Shabbos for this thing. That's why. You should have done it before Shabbos. And the reason you know why you don't? Because you're not allowed to. And you know why you're not allowed to? Because if it says you do it at night, you must do it at night. That's the Blood of Shimon's word. So the Gemara, Elo Shaini Hosom, Shari Doch, so Shchita is a Shabbos. Anyway, you're a Doch Shabbos. So the Gemara asks a very good question. Snoo goes back to Rebbe's question. So why is Rebbe holding allowed to bring the Eimer Friday night? If he holds it, you have a choice. And he holds like Rebbe Kiva, you can bring it earlier. Why Taka to bring it earlier? Well, Rebbe Yochinami Doch, so Shchita is a Shabbos. The same problem. Elo Kasova, Rebbe holds, see this Eimer, like Doch Shabbos. Change your mind. Rebbe Taka argues on Mishner. Al Mishner says, see this Eimer, Doch Shabbos. Rebbe holds that it's Taka not Doch Shabbos because you have a Breda, bring it earlier.
Harvest it earlier.
Yeah.
What about
it's written to night after Shabbos? It's means Yom Tov.
Bring the Eimer in the morning after the first day of Pesach.
So what happens if the morning after the first day of Pesach is Shabbos?
He's saying the word Shabbos in the Pesach. Shabbos, it means Yom Tov. It means Yom Tov.
I'm saying you physically had a Shabbos. The day you bring the oil is a Shabbos.
I understand this, but it may understand after
Yom Tov. No, I'm not saying like that. The question is the Pesach and the ring, but the question is the harvesting. On Friday night, when the second day Pesach is Friday night, you harvest
it. I understand this. I want the question if what Torah says, do it after Shabbos.
The Mokhl Shabbos, that means the second day Yom Tov. Yeah. So let's continue. So you're coming now along and saying that Rebbe holds you cannot bring in a Shabbos. Cannot harvest in a Shabbos. As the Gemara, he does. He holds you cannot harvest. What about all these missions we just learned till now? Says the Gemara, V'loi no, but now we learned in the first mission. V'chachachami Yechom say, Echad Shabbos v'chachachoy Shoy. Where do we Shabbos v'chachoy? Mishol v'chachoy Yebo. They do put three boxes and they did three harvests and all that. So that means on Shabbos. Like Rebbe, that does not work with Rebbe. So the Gemara, the Chachamim, Echad Shabbos b'Shalosh, three sickles b'Shalosh Kupa, three boxes b'Shalosh, b'Shalosh Megal, three sickles. Again, like Rebbe, Shalosh means three Kainim. You get more people involved because you want to tell the Bais Susan they're wrong. It's not Rebbe. The next mission of Shabbos, Yemulem Shabbos. The next mission of Shabbos, you say you declare Shabbos that you made a public announcement of Shabbos. Again, the Lord Kerebi. The Gemara is not happy still. Says the Gemara.
If you had this big noise and big karam, so you had a big quantity of which you would cut anyway. So if the coin becomes tomer, you can always got spare. You got spare flour and all that to do the.
Not the coin. The omer became tomer. So the omer itself, if it did it on Shabbos, they were limited to whatever the amount is. Or even wasn't Shabbos. They didn't cut it too much. You're not allowed to cut before the omer.
They're saying how much did you cut? You have three coupers here.
Yeah. Oh, if they did that, yeah. No, but then they had to sift it. Remember all these times until they get out of it exactly what they need. It says in our Mishnah clearly. It says in our Mishnah if you cut it by day it's kosher. So on the one hand it sounds like our Mishnah agrees with Rebbe. It doesn't have to be exactly at night. And then the Mishnah said v'doich the Shabbos. Now if it's Rebbe, what do you mean doich the Shabbos? Bring my Shabbos. Let down my kosher Rebbe. Yeah, turn doich the Shabbos. What do you tell me? Rebbe holds not doich the Shabbos. The author of our Mishnah we just learned yesterday sounds like it's Rebbe, and yet it says it is doich the Shabbos. My love, Tzidr, we're talking about harvesting, says Gemara Loino, Lakrovis. Talking about bringing the carbon, that's Doicha Shabbos, not the harvesting. The harvesting, do prior to Shabbos. I will Tzidr, you tell me not harvesting, what time you will learn Rebbe said. Rebbe himself said, Vayidabim Moshe, Moshe spoke as Moed Hashem. He spoke the Yom Tovim of Hashem to the Eden, Matam Aleimer, what is Lechayda, all the Yom Tovim already spoken this, and Elimayad and all that. So what do you have to say again? L'fishol Elimadnu, Elel Tamid of Pesach. We only know the carbon Tamid, we only know the carbon Pesach that's brought on Shabbos, Nema, Behen. It says over there, B'moyado, you should bring it in the right time. I don't care when it falls out. B'moyado, fill it with Shabbos, even on Shabbos. B'moyado, fill it with Tumor, Shark, Kabbon, even Ein Haino, all other public Kabbonis, communal Kabbonis also pushes away Shabbos. And if the community is tummy, it pushes away the tumor. Now you're not allowed to, all other kabbanas that push away tumi, you're not allowed to eat it, but you be makivit. Current Pesach is the only one that you can eat from as well. Minai, how do you know? Tamalim, it says in the pasuk, Eilu tassel Hashem b'moyadechem. The following is Hashem in your Yom Tovim. That means madech in your right time. That means even Shabbos. Minai l'rabbis oimer. How do you know to include the oimer? It's not written in that parsha. Or and the hakar of imoy and the sheep that's brought together with the carbon oimer, how you know it's brought on Shabbos, and shtei alechem and the two loaves of bread on Shavuos, the hakar of imoy and the two sheep that goes with them, the two lambs that go with them. Now the problem is going to be that the two alechem, the two loaves of bread, are not brought on the mizbeach. So when we say that the two loaves of bread and together with the sheep should be brought on Shabbos, what are we talking about? The loaves can't be talking about bringing them mizbeach. You don't do it. Obviously means the preparation of it. It means the sifting and the grinding and everything else that goes with it. So when we compare the lol to the oimer, it means oimer also, we're not talking about the being makir on the zbech, we're talking about the harvesting and all that. And it says clearly it's Doicha Shabbos. And who's saying this is a Rebbe? Tamalim v'edam moishim ad Hashem, hakosav kavam moil kulon awad, moyad Hashem, ul yom tevim, everything is the same. Now, Lamai, what are we talking about? Ilay malak karovat, what you wanted to argue. That harvesting is forbidden on Shabbos only to be makiv the korban oimer. Shtei alechem and akrovat inu. Since when did they bring up the two loaves of bread? We're talking about the grinding and the sifting. With the kavos, if you want to compare it to Gabi oimer, it means to the harvesting. The kadochi the Shabbos, clearly Rebbe says it pushes away Shabbos. Elos of the Gemara. Oimer la hakrovat. No. Says the Gemara. Oimer means hakrovat. I disagree. Rebbe hold, you cannot harvest on Shabbos. Because if you have a breda, bring it earlier. You can harvest it earlier. You're not allowed to harvest on Shabbos. What's Rebbe saying here in the Braise? That you could be makriv the korban oimer on Shabbos. And so what do you mean by the two loaves of bread? doesn't mean on his back. It means you stay lechem la'afia. Because they used to bake it in the Kainim. We used to eat the 2 loaves of bread. It had to be baked. You're allowed to do that baking on Shabbos. Ukasava Rebbe, what's up with that? Rebbe holds, by the answer, Rebbe holds. So even the baking, how's that help? But it's a wine, since the bread does not have to be baked in his beach, and according to Rebbe, whatever you can push off, like Rebbe Kiva says, don't any malach you could do ever before Yom Tov do before. So why don't you bake the tail lechem before Shavuos? So Rebbe holds that Tanur Mekadosh. You remember we had about a few weeks ago that Rebbe holds that the oven is what makes it kodesh, what makes the bread holy. And what happens when something becomes holy? There's a concept called lina, you know, I'll leave it overnight. So if they would have baked the bread l'moshel on Friday, Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, what would happen then? The Friday night, the bread would become pasul. So they have no choice; they have to bake it on Shabbos itself, and that's what the pasuk is telling you. Tanu mekadosh, eat off the leimetna. They're baking on Friday. If so, lebelina become pasul with lina, and therefore you have no choice. So therefore, by oimer, what does oimer mean when we say do it on Shabbos? Means makriv on his bech on Shabbos. We learn from Moedai that be makriv on his bech on Shabbos. But the harvesting, according to Rebbe, you cannot do it on Shabbos because he holds like Rabbi Kiva. Anything you could have done prior to the Yom Tov is there's no dispensation to do it on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, V'sova Rebbe Tana Mekadosh. Rebbe Taka holds that the oven is what makes it Kodesh. Let me ask a question. V'tanya Lenne Braise, Kivsei Atzeres, the two sheep that you brought up, the two lambs you brought up on the Tzeres. That the sheep, when you, the lambs themselves don't make the bread holy, only when you slaughtered the lamb, that's when they come holy. Sounds like from here. But not the baking of the bread makes it holy, it's the slaughtering of the lamb that makes it holy. What do you tell me that Rebbe holds it's when you place it in the oven makes it holy? If you have no bread, you couldn't do it Friday before Yom Tov. It says over here that it became holy as soon as you shechted it. Ketzad, for example, how we learned it before already, shacht and lishman, if you shechted the lambs in the right kavanis. Then you sprinkle the blood with the right kavanis, the kiddush alech, and the bread becomes holy. What about shacht and shaloy lishman? You shechted it having the wrong thoughts in mind. If you had the wrong carbon, the name of the carbon. Or vizorak dom, the two lambs. Or vizorak dom and shaloy lishman, you sprinkle the blood and had the wrong thoughts in mind. Like kiddush alech, the bread does not become holy. What about shacht and, you did half right and half wrong. Shacht and lishman, when you shechted the two lambs, you had in mind, and this is for the two lambs of Krishavuos. But v'zorak dom lishman, you sprinkle the blood, you had the wrong thought in mind. Or halechem kodesh, the ainu kodesh. It's holy, it's not holy. Divrei Rebbe. And Rabbi Lev Shimon says, la'olam ainu kodesh. It's not holy, achi yishchit lishman, v'yizrik dom lishman. It's not holy until you do the whole thing right. And we said already in the Gemara, the machlekes abayi v'rava, what the machlekes is, whether if you do a pigeon, if you're paid to redeem it, does the redemption, does it take it away and makes it Torah or not? And kodesh ainu kodesh, also we said regarding if you take it out of the base of Migdash, does it become possible because it became something happening or not? No, you're mixing up things. Hukvu v'lo hukvu kama. When it says over here that the shechting of the lambs make the bread holy, it doesn't mean holy consecrated. That's only when you put it in the oven. You know what it means? It means that it now ties the money that you set aside for the bread. It ties, or the bread, or whatever the material you have for the bread, ties it to this carbon. Calls my didn't shech the lamb, you can decide, you know what, I'm not going to use this for this. I'm going to take some other thing. I'll use it for another carbon. I'll use it for something else. Once you shech the lamb, it is now designated for this carbon. Mekachin here means designated. Not that it becomes kodesh consecrated. Hadin aloch Rabbi Yishmael. A new pedic. We continue to learn the laws of menachas. The elu menachas, the following menachas, the kibbutzes, you do a kmitza. Okay, you'll need a regular gemara now, I guess. But you could, but Rabbi, you can use the Hebrew part in that gemara. In the gemara, there's a Hebrew.
Go back to the other side of the Hebrew.
You just had it. Last page. That's it. Perfect. Yeah, Mishnah. The Elu, the beginning of the parak. The Elu Menachah, the following Menachah, and the Kamatzas, you do a kmitzah, you scoop with your three fingers, v'sherein l'kainim. What happens to the band left over? Goes to the kainim. You have the same thing. You have the Hebrew in your Gemara. I don't know. Last page. The mincha made out of flour. They used to scoop 3 finger worth and put it on the mezbech, and the balance goes to the kainim. Hamach was a mincha that was in a flat frying pan. Hamachesh is in a deep fried. Vachalav, you baked in the oven. There were 2 kinds of baking. Vachalav, so the kikin, either thick bread or thin wafers. All of these, you do a kmitzah, you take a little scoop and you put it on the mezbech, and the balance is eaten by the kainim. Minchas Ayucham of Goyim donated, Minchas Nashim, if women donated, Minchas Aymer, the Mincha, the Aymer as well, you do a kmitz and the balance is eaten by the Koinim, which is barley, Minchas Chayte, the Mincha of a sinner, the Mincha of a sinner of Yisrael. Scoop him his back, the balance of Koinim. The entire thing is kula kol Hashem. Like if a kohen does a sin and he brings a mincha, the entire thing is burnt on his bech. There's no kmitza. There's no kmitza is only the part that goes on his bech. But if the entire mincha goes on his bech, what's the point of having kmitza? Well, minchas kanoi is in the mincha of osaita. However, that Shimon says, I disagree with you. Even minchas kaitish or kohenim, I believe you still do kmitza and you burn the kmitza on his bech and you burn the shrayim on his bech. You always do kmitza. But since by mincha of a kohen nobody eats it by the kohen, so you burn it. But you do separate activities. The kmitza you burn separately, and the balance of the mincha you burn separately.
No one eats it.
No one eats it. The pasuk says so. It's kolul. Yeah, it has to be for the kohen. Mincha of a kohen of a kohen. However, he says you still do kmitza. We'll sing more later on. And the kmitza, the kohen mitz, kolul la'atzim, shnei kolul la'atzim, and each one is burnt separately. He says gemara, but a papa. The same Gemara we have, the third time we have it already. Omar Papa called Hecha Detnan. Whenever you learn, it says Esa Tanan. We have 10 by the kicking or whatever, and by Chalas you have to have 10 loaves. The question is, can you have 5 of the thin wafers and 5 of the thick, or does it have to be 10 of one or the other? Maika Mashalon. What's he trying to tell you? La Fuke Merab Shimon. To negate Merab Shimon. No, he says Machzer Chalas or Machzer Kicking. He said you can have half and half. Yovi Kamashalon. The law, you cannot sweep. It has to be complete. The shereen the koini, you do a kmitza, the balance goes to the koini. He says, "How do you know the ksiva? How do you know? Because it's written. Ksiva. Okay. Would you like ksiva? What about those menachas where it does not say mefedish that the balance goes to the koini? Like a mincha of a goy, doesn't say anywhere that the balance goes to the koini, or the mincha of a sinner, doesn't say anywhere there. How do you know?" It says v'zoyis teiras hamincha. It says in the pasuk v'zoyis teiras hamincha. So that boy, I teach you that all the menachas have the same teira, the same laws. They're all the same laws. That anyone that has a kmitza, the balance goes to the kohen. Or anyone that balance goes to the kohen, they have a kmitza. Hakrev oisav and the aron, they should be makrevit. The hanesedus in menah, and the balance of it is yechlo aron the bun of the balance of it is aron the bun will eat it. So it says clearly here that what that there's a kmitza and the balance goes to aron the bun of it. And all those menachas that have that share this kind of distribution, the balance goes to aron the bun of it, have the same dinim, which means what there's a kmitza there. So the gemara bo chitin like a boile if the mincha was made out of wheat, I have no question because where it talks about mincha of seilus, it says clearly that what that there's kmitza and there's a says goes to kohenim. Kikam Boilam Ba Saidin, those menachas that are barley, which basically is the Mincha Sa'imir and the Mincha Saita, these are only two made out of barley. How do you know that over there also that there's a kmitza and all that? Says Gemara. Ba Saidin Nami Midin Kmitza. It says clearly, it doesn't use the word kmitza there, but come on, it says the word askara. Askara, a memory means, we know that askara means a memory goes to the Mizbech, that's the same thing as kmitza. Since you're mekaymes, it goes to the kainim. It's a liba that Rabbanu like come byila, and so we have no question. The moment the Rabbanu and Mishnah give a rule, any mincha that has a kmitza, the shirayim go to the kain. And since we know that the menachas of barley there's also kmitza, how do we know? Because the Torah uses the word askara, so therefore we automatically know that the balance goes to the kainim. My question is according to Rav Shimon. He holds that even those kabbanas that the balance does not go to the kainim requires kmitza. So how do you take to know that by barley balance goes to the kainim? How do you know that by Milchas Oimer the balance goes to the Koyanim? Because this Kmitza proves nothing. Rav Shimon holds that the Milch of a Koyan with this Kmitza gets all burnt, the entire Milch gets burnt in his back. Kikam a boiler, Rav Shimon. Amar Ika Milcha de Kimikam. So there's Milchas that you give Kmitza. And yet, the Misachla is not eaten by the Koyanim. It's not Rav Shimon Oimer. Milchas Choytish of Koyanim. Nikmetzes HaKoymer. Nikmetzes gets Koyanim. HaKoymer Kor La'atzma. You burn the Koymer on his back on its own. And the Shirayim crave in Batzma. The Shirayim also get burnt in his back. So the fact that it has kmitzah doesn't necessarily mean that the kohenim get a share. So according to the minolon, so according to Shimon, how does he know that those are barley? By wheat it says. But how do you know by barley? Just because there's kmitzah, the askara, how do you know that the shrine goes to the kohen? Doesn't mention anything at all. So the gemara, Amar Chizkid, Amar Kra. There's a posse where it says, V'chol mincha, belulav ha-shemen, every mincha that is mixed with oil, of a chareva that is dry that has no oil, the four lines at the bottom of the page, l'chol b'nei arayn, tiyah, it should be distributed to all the children of Aaron, and then it finishes off ishka achiv, one like another. So it says clearly in the pasuk here that any mincha v'chol mincha b'lul b'shem b'charev, any mincha gets distributed to l'chol b'nei Aaron tiyah. So that's how we know that we don't need it to tell you. Here we use a rule of main inyan. If you don't need it, to tell you by a mincha of chitin, could we read out from the pasuk itself? But if you're talking about whether it's barley, if it doesn't mean dry of wheat, because it says in the pasuk as well, you tell me that this pasuk is out to tell you the court of Shimon that a mincha of barley also with this kmitza that the balance goes to the kohenim. He needs it for another din altogether. Look at Tanya, we learn. How do you know that when a kohenim split, you can't say, okay, you have the piece of the animal and I'll have a piece of flour offering in contrast. You can't do that. And we're going to bring a whole bunch of cases, which you don't have a memorable book for tomorrow, a whole bunch of cases where the Kohen cannot swap a mincha for a carbon, a mincha for a bird, a mincha for anything else, a mincha for another mincha, a mincha for another style mincha. The way it works is you take this mincha and you divide this mincha itself. There's no swapping, no bartering. And how do you know that? Because it says in this pasuk, Ish Ka'achiv, that l'chol abnei aron yiyu, that this carbon, l'chol abnei aron yiyu, this one carbon is divided amongst everybody. There's no bartering. So how can you use the same pasuk to tell you that Shimon should tell you that what?
Can you have bartering between sheep meat and
no, only by mincha you could, but only by mincha says you can't. So therefore we're going to ask a question of Shimon. How can you use this very same pasuk to tell you that by barley the balance goes, the chol ben aron yiyu, the balance goes to bnei aron, when we need it to tell you bechlal about all menachas, a din regarding every mincha, that you cannot barter? And the Gemara is going to include because it says v'chol. And all, that's an extra word to tell you that besides that din, that you're not allowed to barter, it also tells you that kohenim get a share. Whenever there's kmitza, they get a share. Except by kohenim. Stop here.